It's almost midnight, sometime after the close of our last episode, as clouds gather in the black sky over the town of Ellenson, and rain starts to fall on the town, on the banks of old snow lining its streets, on the rambling frame structure of its hotel, where, until now, Della Street has been asleep. But now the sound of rain invades her sleep. Her pleasant dream becomes a nightmare, and suddenly Della awakes, stares at the strange room. Then gets out of bed, slips on her robe, and a moment later, in his own room, Perry Mason hears...
Perry? Mm-hmm. Perry?
What is it? Della?
Are you awake?
What? What's the matter, Della?
Nothing. Perry, can you talk to me for a minute?
Talk to you? Just a minute.
Perry?
I'm coming, Della. I'm trying to find my robe. Here, come in out of the hall.
Awfully sorry I woke you up. I had a dream.
A dream?
Yes, it was a bad dream. And I woke up in that strange room and it was raining and... Well, I said I'm sorry.
Well, me too.
Well, I'll go out so you can go back to sleep.
No, I meant that I'm sorry it's raining. Cigarette?
Yes, please.
Now, was it a real bad dream?
Yes, it was.
Well, then you'd better tell me.
I dreamed a man was chasing me through the rain. You know how it is in a dream when something terrible's after you and you try and try to run, your feet are like lead.
Yes, Della.
Well, he didn't have a face. I knew who he was. He was Gus.
You dreamed Gus chased you?
Yes, just as he's chasing Suzanne Barclay. Perry, I was so frightened.
Now, wait, Della, wait. You don't know that Gus is still searching for her.
No, but if he is... And if she knows, how frightened that poor girl must be. What I don't understand is, why would I have a dream like that?
Oh, lots of explanations. Maybe you were lonely in strange surroundings and you wanted a good excuse to come down and have a cigarette with me.
Well, now, that's ridiculous. Yes, maybe I did.
Now, you think you can sleep now?
Yes. Thanks for the cigarette, Chief.
I'll walk back with you.
No, no, thanks.
Well... Good night, Della.
Good night, Perry. Thanks for unscaring me.
Well, as you know, Gus Jansen is searching for Suzanne Barclay. And through no fault of Mason's, Gus is ahead. A few moments ago, Gus arrived in Smithville, started to go to a hotel, but noticing the all-night restaurant attached to the bus terminal...
Stacking these plates.
Have a ham and rye, a cup of coffee. Have the coffee black, and I'll take it now.
You wait till I stack these plates.
All right, Mother, take your time.
Give me a ham and rye.
I'll take that coffee now.
Take it easy, young fellow. You'll live longer.
That's good advice, Mom.
I know the spots, you fellows from the city.
Sharp as a tack, Mom. Hey, look, if you want to talk, go ask about my ham sandwich.
Well, he's fixing it. And if you don't want to talk, all you got to do is say so. That celebrity gibbet were here, you'd want to talk.
Who?
Mona. Mona Fox. She comes to work at 12 o'clock. All the young fellas talk to Mona. I'm too old for such foolishness. Not Mona. She likes working the midnight to late shift. She likes to flirt with the salesman to come up on the city bus. Oh, I don't know what young girls are coming to nowadays.
Well, you were young once, Mom.
Oh, I was a good, home-loving girl, let me tell you. I didn't have to have excitement every night.
Like Mona? Do you like excitement?
She wouldn't keep her job if it wasn't exciting.
Huh? What's exciting?
Well, the late bus from the city. Comes in every night.
Oh.
No telling what'll get off that bus. Why, there was a fellow who called himself a diamond salesman. Mona told me about him. He promised to give her a diamond, but he never did. And I told that girl if she... Well, never mind what I told her. But anyway, there's drunk sometimes. And once there was a fugitive from justice.
Mom.
A real fugitive from justice. And Clarence, he's a patrolman. Clarence arrested him right there in the terminal. Mona saw the whole thing. And there was a fellow died on the bus one time. And they didn't know it until they tried to wake him up. Of course, they couldn't.
Why? Oh, yes, yes. Now, Mom, look.
And there was that girl with a cut hand.
What did you say, Mom?
A girl with a bandage on her hand. She asked Mona where there was a doctor. Why?
I guess there is excitement. When did the girl come here, Mom?
Oh, a year ago. Well, not a year ago. Sometime last fall.
Did you see her?
Look, you didn't listen to me, mister. She came on the city bus. That's on Mona's shift. Mona will be here any minute if you want to ask her. There she is now.
Where?
Oh, no. Mona walks from down that way, but that ain't Mona.
Let's get the sandwich, Mom.
But your sandwich is almost ready.
Look, you eat it. Here, this will pay for it.
Well, I don't want the sandwich.
All the great big beautiful breaks. Vicious. Hello, Mona.
Hello. Who are you?
We've never met.
Well, then how do you know my name?
It doesn't really matter, does it? I do know who you are, and I'd like to speak to you for a moment.
Now? It's raining.
Yes, so it is, but we can step inside this door.
But I'll be late for work.
Oh, just for a moment.
And I don't know you. I can't even see your face.
Mona, I'm not free to tell you everything, but I can tell you this. Here's your chance to help me help a lovely young girl who's in danger. A girl as young and as lovely as yourself. Imagine yourself in danger, Mona.
Golly.
Step here into the doorway.
Yeah? Well, what about this girl?
Mona, this girl is beautiful. Not only beautiful, she had everything. Every advantage money can buy. Private schools, governesses.
And riding lessons? Did she get riding lessons?
Of course, my dear.
Oh.
But she met an evil man.
An evil man?
Oh, this fellow was handsome and amusing and romantic. But she felt she had to run away because of him. This lovely girl ran away in October. This lovely, romantic young girl left her wealthy home, left the comforts and ease of wealth, and disappeared. I think she came here to this city, my dear. I think she asked you for advice. I think she asked you for the name of a physician.
How did you know?
I was right.
I didn't say anything like that happened.
But it did happen, didn't it?
Well, maybe. I'm not saying it did. I'm not saying it didn't either. Where were you when your girlfriend got mixed up with this fellow?
Girlfriend, Mona. I shouldn't tell you this, Mona. I'm speaking of my sister.
Your sister?
You must understand, Mona. This is all a deep secret. Millions are involved. Millions.
Gee. Really?
So you see... No, but of course, you're a woman of the world. Of course, you understand.
Of course.
Now, you recommended a doctor to her. Her hand was injured, you remember?
Why, sure. Your sister got off the city bus, and she had a cup of tea. She didn't have anything else. She asked me if I knew a good doctor. Now I remember. She gave me a 50-cent tip. She only had a cup of tea.
You understand, money means nothing to her. What doctor did you send her to, my dear?
Oh, Dr. Rowe, we've always gone to Dr. Rowe. Can he help find your sister?
I hope so, my dear. Indeed, I hope so. But remember, I said my sister is pursued by an evil man.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to give you something as a reward. If you'll promise not to tell anyone what you told me. Here. Here is
$200. $200?
If you'll promise not to tell anyone else what you've told me.
$200? What? Not tell anyone. Oh, golly, no. I mean, even without the money. Gee, mister. Gee, I hope you find your sister.
Sometimes in the game of life, there seems to be such a thing as good luck. Sometimes good fortune seems to favor such an evil man as August Jansen. But the chase isn't over yet. You'll join us for tomorrow's important development, won't you?